தூசாமணியும் துகிழும் புனைவாள் நேசா முருகா நினது அன்பு அருளால் ஆசா நிகழம் துகளாயின பின் பேசா அனுபூதி பிறந்ததுவே. ஹலோ பூர்வா, பி ஆனஸ்ட், டூ யூ எவர் ஃபீல் லைக் யூ ஜஸ்ட் ரன்னிங் இன் பிளேஸ்? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் யூ சேஸ் அ பெட்டர் ஜாப், தென் அ பிகர் ஹவுஸ், தென் அ நைசர் கார். இட் நெவர் சீம்ஸ் டு எண்ட், ரைட்?
All the time, Vedant. It feels like I'm constantly chasing the next thing. It's exhausting. Does this verse offer an off switch?
It does. Arunagirinathar uses a powerful term, asa nigalam. He calls desire a shackle or an iron chain. We think our desires make us free, but he says they actually bind us to a cycle of stress. But here's the magic. When Muruga's grace hits that chain, it becomes tugal. It literally disintegrates into fine dust.
Disintegrates into dust? That's a bold claim. How do you just turn off desire like that?
You don't turn it off with force. You outgrow it through a higher love. That's why he addresses Muruga as the lover of Valli. Think about it. A supreme god wandering in the woods for a simple tribal girl. That's Nesa, intense love. When you start to feel even a fraction of that divine love, your hunger for material validation just snaps.
I get it. It's like when you fall in true love, suddenly the expensive gifts don't matter as much as the person. The higher emotion makes the lower greed irrelevant.
Exactly. And when those shackles turn to dust, you enter Pesa Anubhuti. Anubhuti means realization, but Pesa means speechless.
Speechless realization? Why speechless?
Because the mind is a tool of language and the mind is full of desires. When desires vanish, the mind goes silent. In that silence, you don't think about God. You experience God. You don't say, Muruga is great, because there is no you left to say it. You are just part of that bliss.
Whoa, that's intense, Vedant.
Yup. Here is a takeaway. Number one, the weight of wanting. Desires are not wings, they are shackles. We struggle to break them with logic, but they dissolve effortlessly when exposed to the warmth of divine grace. Number two, silence is the peak. Realization is not a lecture or a book, it is a speechless experience. When the noise of personal desire stops, the music of the divine begins.
That's deep, Vedant. Just thinking about my desire shackles falling apart makes me feel lighter already.
That's the start of Anubhuti. Keep that lightness with you. See you tomorrow for verse 45.